6. "Hello there," the old man called out. The large, elderly black tomcat raised its head a fraction and wearily returned the greeting in a low voice. "A very nice spell of weather we're having."
The cat said.
"Not a cloud in the sky."
"For the time being."
"Is the weather going to take a turn for the worse, then?"
"It feels like it'll cloud up towards evening."
The black cat slowly stretched out a leg, then narrowed its eyes and gave the old man another good long look. With a big grin on his face, the man stared right back. The cat hesitated for a time, then plunged ahead and spoke.
So you're able to speak?"
"That's right," the old man said bashfully. To show his respect, he took off his threadbare cotton walking hat. "Not that I can converse with every cat I meet, but if things go well, I can, as right now."
"Interesting," the cat said simply.
"Do you mind if I sit down here for a while? Nakata's a little tired from walking." The black cat rose languidly to its feet, whiskers a twitch, and yawned so tremendously that its jaw looked almost unhinged.
"I don't mind. Or perhaps I should say it's not up to me. You can sit anywhere you like. Nobody's going to bother you for that."
"Thank you kindly," the man said, lowering himself down beside the cat. "Boy, oh boy, I've been on the move since 6 this morning."
"I take it, then, that you're Mr. Nakata?"
"That's right. Nakata's the name. And you would be?"
"I forget my name," the cat said. "I had one, I know I did, but somewhere along the line I didn't need it any more, so it slipped my mind."
"I know. It's easy to forget things you don't need any more. Nakata's exactly the same way," the man said, scratching his head. "So what you're saying, Mr. Cat, is that you don't belong to some family somewhere?"
"A long time ago I did, but not any more. Some families in the neighbourhood give me food to eat now and then, but none of them own me."
Nakata nodded and was silent for a time, then said, "Would you mind very much, then, if I called you Otsuka?"
"Otsuka?" the cat said, looking at him in surprise. "What are you talking about? Why do I have to be Otsuka?"
"No special reason. The name just came to me. Nakata just picked one out of a hat. It makes things a lot easier for me if you have a name. That way, somebody like me, who isn't very bright, can organize things better. For instance, I can say, 'On this day of this month, I spoke with the black cat Otsuka in a vacant plot of land in the Tuchome neighborhood.' It helps me remember."
"Interesting," the cat said. "Not that I totally follow you. Cats can get by without names. We go by smell, shape, things of this nature. As long as we know, there's no worries for us."
"Nakata understands completely. But you know, Mr. Otsuka, people don't work that way. We need dates and names to remember all kinds of things."
The cat gave a snort. "Sounds like a pain to me."
"You're absolutely right. There's so much we have to remember. It is a pain. Nakata has to remember the name of the governor, bus numbers. Still, you don't mind if I call you Otsuka? Maybe it's a little unpleasant for you?"
"Well, now that you mention it, I suppose it isn't all that pleasant. Not that it's particularly unpleasant, you understand. So I guess I don't really mind. You want to call me Otsuka? Be my guest. All the same, it doesn't sound right when you call me that."
"Nakata's very happy to hear you say that. Thank you so much, Mr. Otsuka."